Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Today is a special episode that I am doing because it is today that I'm recording this is the day after the presidential election in the United States. And I was inspired this morning to record a Facebook Live. So I did that, and what I have done now is I've taken the audio from that, and I am putting it with this as being the meat, essentially, of this episode, because I felt inspired to offer a message of hopefulness and positivity. And I hope that you will receive it in the spirit in which it is shared. So without further ado, here is the audio version of my Facebook Live. So here we are, the day after an election. And I know that probably a lot of you woke up this morning. Some of you were happy, elated. Some of you were angry. Many of you are probably still fearful about what is going to happen. And I know I felt that way in particular 4 years ago because it was, my sister was actually in hospice care at the time. She was at a hospice facility, and I had taken her absentee ballot in, so her vote counted, but our candidate didn't win. And we were both pretty upset about it. And I know I was definitely upset about it, so upset that in January, even as I was grieving the loss of my sister, I did the Women's March. And I was really angry in 2017, and I was also grieving. And frankly, I think one informed the other, or made it, possibly even the anger made the grief worse. And it took me a lot of time to deal with the grief, number one. I sought counseling. I attended grief group, group sessions with other people who'd lost family members. And I worked with coaches. And eventually, I came back to the message that God had given me actually shortly before I lost my sister. It was in October of 2016, where I got the inspiration to write the book, Live, Love, Engage, that I'm working on right now. And it gave me these four principles that have really helped me, as I've learned to embody them, have helped me come to a different place this year now compared to where I was 4 years ago. Because while I still I'm a little trepidatious about what the final result will be when all the ballots are counted, I'm not going to be up in arms anymore about whatever happens, because I loved it today's daily word affirmation. Because, well, I'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, it is because I have been living the principles that I'm writing about, which is to let go and let God. And it's letting go of anger, grief, limiting beliefs, and letting God into my life. It's about opening my heart to receive love and inspiration, which I'm going to share with you in a moment, because I was inspired this morning. It's about valuing my uniqueness, your uniqueness, valuing who we are. And that means sometimes even appreciating not only our talents, gifts, and abilities, as my good friend and coach Marty Ward would say, but also valuing our feelings, really, and honoring our feelings, however they are. And it's about embracing our divinity, knowing that we are spiritual beings living a human existence, as the late Wayne Dyer used to say. I was actually listening to him to this morning. But really owning that we are part of God, and God is love, and that means we are love. But I wanted to share this also with you today because I think it is so relevant to what's going on, and I hope that it will provide some inspiration in case you are feeling a little concerned, worried about what the future holds. The affirmation from Daily Word today was, I am hopeful and positive. Now, I know that may be hard for you to embrace, but this is the gift of grace that God gives us, is that we actually can choose how to react. We can choose to be angry, we can choose to be fearful, or we can choose to be hopeful and positive. Because really, the only thing that we actually can control, there's three things that we can control. We have 100% control over our thoughts, our beliefs, and our actions. That's it. We create our world. And we can, you know, other things out there may be, could be perceived as negative or disruptive. And we still have control over our life right now, our world, and that we can control that. So I've been doing an interesting experiment the last week. I've been taking the Daily Word inspiration as affirmation, and then I've been writing. And I'm really, actually, I guess you could call it automatic writing, because I just start writing and words are just coming to me. And I wanted to share today's with you because I hope that it will provide some inspiration, because I believe it was given to me by God, because I didn't have to stand there and think, you know, what am I going to write? What am I going to write? No, it just flowed. So it says, I am hopeful and positive. No matter what challenges come my way, I rest in the security of knowing God is at my side and will guide me through life's journey. I only have to ask for help, and it is given. This gives me the peace and serenity, knowing I am always taken care of and am never alone. Hopefulness and positivity are not nebulous concepts, but my watchwords to hold me, to guide me, to protect me, because they all come from love, from God, the omnipotent creator of all. How can I not be hopeful when all that I desire is at my fingertips? I only have to act in faith and love, knowing my Redeemer lives and moves and breathes the breath of life in me. I walk and run and go about my day, secure in the knowledge that I create my world, and I choose to be hopeful and positive, no matter what the outside world, I can't read my writing. projects. Oh, yes, that's what it was. Sorry. No matter what the outside world projects. It is not my world, because I am protected. I am loved. I am divine. And nature is friendly towards me. My heart leaps in gratitude for the wonders of this earth, the people in it who love me, and even the ones who are not awake to the Christ that resides within their souls. We are all connected by that golden strand of love. How can I not be hopeful and positive when the world is my oyster? I only have to move and act and be one with the Christ, one with God. Having that love radiate out from my heart, healing and touching everyone around me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I shall not want. I seek and I find. I ask and it is given. Life is joyous and a miraculous gift for all to share. Thank you, God, for the gift of hope and the gift of love, the gift of life. Amen. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Sorry, had trouble reading my writing there. So that's what I ask you to do today, is to think about it and decide, really decide for yourself, how do you want to be today? How do you want to think? How do you want to act? What do you want to believe? And decide for yourself.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Live, Love, Engage. I am, as always, very pleased to have you being a subscriber of the podcast. And before we go, I just encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.